I've got two girls, women, sisters, let's use sisters, here with me this morning who clearly love being with each other and spending time together. And you're going to get a chance to meet them too as we welcome them. And first up is Maddie Schulte. Is it Schulte?
Yep. You got it.
Tell me about yourself.
I'm originally from Cincinnati, and I've been in Pittsburgh for the last 4 years or so, and I work as a research nurse at Children's Hospital.
That's nice to meet you. Do you know a Heather there?
I do not.
I was just talking to the director of nursing there a couple of days ago. Can you explain a little bit without divulging anything private, of course, what kind of research you do?
So I work in the gastroenterology, hepatology, and nutrition department, and I work on rare liver disease research with one of the big hepatologists there.
How interesting. Mm-hmm. Who knew that that was going on in Children's? And is it right in the hospital, or is it at another UPMC facility?
Yeah, I work at Children's Hospital. I see patients about 50% of the time, and then I spend the other half of my time in an office, so coordinating clinical trials.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And then sitting next to Maddie is Sierra. Hi, Sierra.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
And where do you go to school?
Whitehall Elementary.
And what do you like to do for fun?
I just like to hang out with Maddie.
Well, that's a nice thing. And what do you two do when you hang out together?
We go to trampoline parks, Pirates games, Steelers games, games.
I didn't even know there was such a thing as a trampoline park. Is it what it sounds like? It's just a park that has trampolines?
Yeah.
And does Maddie do it along with you?
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
Of course.
Can you do any special tricks or anything when you're on the trampoline?
Yeah, I can front flip.
Wow. That's how did you learn how to do that?
Just from having my own trampoline.
That's wow! I can't imagine doing that. Can you tell me who is in your family at home?
My father's listening. My aunt is listening, and I believe my grandma is going to listen.
Wonderful! Do you have any messages or shout outs to them other than hello?
Just to my dad.
Go ahead. Anything special?
Thank you for listening, Dad.
So I'm curious, just to get to know you a little bit better. Do you have any favorite subjects in school or things you really like to do?
Math.
I love math, too. What are you doing in math right now?
Just multiplication and dividing decimals.
Dividing decimals is pretty, that's a pretty big deal. 0.5 divided by 2, like that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Do you know what that is? 0.5 divided by 2?
No.
It's Saturday. Her brain is turned off for the week.
I'm not trying to quiz you. I was actually asking you because I'm not so sure. But that's really, 0.5 is 0.50, which is 50. Mm-hmm. So half of 50 is 25. So it would be 0.25. It's hard to do that, actually, without any paper or anything. Do you know what you might like to be when you get older?
No, not exactly.
Me neither. So what was it like when you two met? How long have you been together?
Since May, I think, right?
That's not very long at all. So you've only been together for about 6 months. It must seem like forever.
It's actually gone by really fast. Yeah. You know,
Maddie, have you had a big sister before?
No.
So can you tell me what it was like when you two met?
Just surprising.
I'll bet. And what was the first thing you did together?
We went,
was it the Pirates game? Was that the first thing that we did?
Yeah.
That would make sense if it was.
I'm pretty sure that's what we did.
She's quite a Pirates fan. A fan in general of every.
Do you play any sports?
Yeah, softball.
And do you like to hit, or do you prefer to be in the field?
I like to hit.
Are you a good hitter?
My dad thinks so.
Well, that's terrific. Do you have a favorite Pirate?
No.
I really don't either. I just like the team. It was fun this year. Were you a little disappointed that they lost, didn't make it to the playoffs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a heartbreaking kind of year. Have you ever gone to see where Maddie works?
No.
That might be fun.
Yeah,
sometime.
I've pointed it out on our drive going over the Bloomfield Bridge.
Yeah.
Remember? But we haven't actually made it over there yet.
So, Maddie, you have got to have a pretty busy life given what you do for a living. At least I think you would.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted you to become a big sister?
I really wanted to get involved in volunteering, and I missed. When I started this research job, I realized how much I missed interacting more with families and that sort of thing, which is what I was doing when I was working as a floor nurse. So, and since I'm really a people person and I like kids, I was like, oh, this is a perfect fit. And I'd heard great things about Big Brothers Big Sisters, and so I did a little research and decided it was the right fit.
Well, that's kind of neat because as I think about it, Sierra, you're helping to complete Maddie's life by giving her a kid to hang out with, and also you're enabling her to pursue what she's now doing for a living, because I'll bet you were there are times when you've been thinking, I miss the kids. Maybe I need to go back and do more floor work. So you're pretty important in Maddie's life, I think, Sierra.
Definitely. Yeah. She is.
What role does, what would you say about the role that Maddie plays in your life, Sierra? I mean, it has life been, I'll bet it's been pretty cool to have somebody to hang out with.
Yeah.
And kind of different. How do you two stay in touch?
Just with my phone, by calling her and texting her.
What kinds of stuff do you talk about?
Just what we want to do on our next, our next hangout.
Well, that sounds fun. Do you know what your next one's going to be and what you're going to do?
No. Not yet.
I may
we take it just one event at a time.
Good not to plan too much. Let me turn to Cheryl, who's beaming. Cheryl Jones from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Greater Pittsburgh. These two are a match made in heaven.
They're pretty amazing, aren't they?
Yeah.
And before we're done, I do need to remind them we're supposed to find out some kind of an inside joke or something before this day is over. So just let's just hang on for that, okay?
They have an inside joke that they're going to share
maybe
with
maybe
us?
Maybe it'll be outside after that, yeah.
Okay. Do you know, they know what it is. Yeah. They're blushing a little bit. They're blushing.
It doesn't take much for the two of us. But let's see, a couple weeks ago, Sierra came over to my house for the first time, and we had a little movie night, and she brought her clarinet over, and she played some Christmas songs for me, and she played Hot Cross Buns, and I was and I was singing while she was playing, and so the inside joke is we talked with this accent after that. So she was playing Hot Cross Buns, and I'm like, Hot Cross Buns, Hot Cross Buns. And so we were
she's good.
So then we were talking that evening just with this funny accent. Sierra, you're good at it. Why don't you do it?
Let me hear you do it, Sierra.
So it's too funny.
It's the one a penny, two a penny, hot cross
hot
buns.
Hot cross buns.
Wow.
Don't leave me hanging.
Maddie's pretty good at this.
So we were going to actually, I was just joking on the drive here. I was like, why don't we talk in our silly hot cross buns accent on the radio show this morning?
I'll do it if you do it.
She's actually talking about doing it at the pizza place we went to.
That would be fun. I'll have a pepperoni pizza. Cheryl,
they're pretty cool, aren't
terrific.
They?
what's happening? The year's almost over.
Yes.
But
it's been the big year. It was our 50th year, so it's been a year full of a lot of celebrations and a lot of reconnecting with previous bigs and littles. So it's been very exciting and very tiring, but it's been great, and we're hoping to kick off 2016 with starting another 50 years of serving bigs and littles in the community. So we're excited.
Terrific. And I've got some presents for you, Maddie. I have a radio Sierra, I'm sorry. I keep confusing the two of you because you really do.
People have actually said that we look like sisters.
I have a radio broadcasting patch. We're going to give your sister one too. And if you,
thank you.
If you wish, you can go to the Children's Museum on us. I've got a pass. And you can actually sew that on in our make shop. You might not want to sew it on what you're wearing today. But let me give that to you. And then I also have some official Saturday Light Brigade pencils, unsharpened for your convenience.
Very cool. Thank you.
We've learned that it's better to not sharpen them. Here. Yeah, that looks nice. And Cheryl, anything else? You're always looking for bigs,
I would imagine. Right now we're definitely looking for big brothers. And we're also always looking for kids, too. I mean, if there's parents out there that would like their children to have opportunities like Sierra and Maddie have, it's a lot of fun. It's not that hard to fit into your schedule. And we're also, Big Brothers is always there to support the match, too, with activities and tickets to events and things. So we'd love to have more kids and more volunteers.
Terrific. And bbbspittsburgh.org is the best way to learn more. Big Brothers, Big Sisters, bbbspittsburgh.org. Anything, Sierra, that you wanted to say that you maybe forgot or just feel like saying?
No.
Okay. How about you, Maddie?
No, I just, want to say thanks to Big Brothers, Big Sisters. This has just been a great experience, and Sierra and I have a great time together, and I'm really fortunate to have such an awesome little sister, and she's just got a great spirit, and we're lucky to have each other.
Well, thank you both, for all three of you, for being here today, and I can't wait to see you again. I hope you'll come by and visit again.